amazing guest for us today.
A legend.
Legend. Sir, please introduce yourself for those that do not know.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. It's JT Money. Now just playing. What's up, world? That was the old Poison Clan. Listen, I'm JT Money, man, from the Poison Clan, Miami-based group, original off Luke Records, baby, Two Live Crew. I'm talking about way back 1990. Two Low Life Mothers, Dance All Night, Pour the Mentality, Shake What Your Mama Gave You. You know what I'm saying? And so forth and so on. And you know, JT Money, who that?
Let me tell you, that's who I am. Hip hop royalty in the house, man. Hey, a blessing to have you on the show, man. How are you?
All is well, man. A blessing to be here. Listen, I came in to surprise somebody, but I couldn't surprise them. I'm like, I want to enjoy the vibe. Like, you're not going to hide me in the back. I want to come see my people near them.
I'm saying, and you know what? No better day to meet up with you than 305 Day, man.
Check.
And we're here at 305 Fest. How dope is a vibe like this to have in the city?
No, this is it. This is where it's supposed to be because it's us. This is the 305 vibe. You know, all the, it's a melting pot of, it's a good vibe, the energy. But I'm seeing this throughout the state now. We're moving, listen, man, we did so much for the hip hop culture. See, I saw Luke the other day talking about they're doing 50 years, but they don't want to give us ours for what we contributed to the game.
Yes.
You know, the things we brought to the table, but, and it's still going on. It's still going on. I'm seeing it.
And you influenced a lot of people.
Yeah.
You had heavy influence in music, and Miami's influenced music from the get.
Right.
When it first started, you were in the emergency room when hip-hop was birthed.
Right, I was there. Thank you for that. Because I told people, like, the way I tried to explain it to them, I was like, you got to think, just a year or two before that, Carl Russell said, and rapping and hole ain't even 20 years old. Yep. He was saying that, the game wasn't even 20 yet.
Yep. Look at us now.
Just a baby.
Right, just a baby, right.
Shit, man. And 305 Fest is basically for the locals, showing a lot of love for everybody.
Yeah.
You still making music? Because
really
your music
am.
Is always, bro, really as am. Soon as they play it, it's a rap. You know what I'm saying? You see, everyone goes a little crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad for that. Them souls be blessings. Like, that's how I looked at them, because the last time they did, because you know a lot of music come and go, but all right. Some people think, oh boy, Jay, you should have been, but I'm like, nah, but I'm right here. I've been doing this.
Yeah.
And it keep me, I'm good.
It keeps you level.
Yeah.
It keeps you level.
The level is, you know, and it's always potential and room for better as long as we stay on ours, you know what I'm saying?
Stay consistent with
it. Yeah, consistent in doing what we're doing.
Absolutely, man. Shit.
But, yeah.
And you said you were talking to Luke not too long ago?
Yeah, well, no, I saw him post a book. Well, I always talk to Luke. I just mess with him sometimes, just say hello. Like, I don't want nothing. I'm just saying hello. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do it sometimes.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? You alive? You breathing? Yeah, okay, check.
Done.
But, but he was on there talking about the 50 years. You know, we all celebrate 50 years of hip-hop. But it's just the fact, you know, he brought it up that they wasn't given Florida its contribution,
it's
like recognition
right?
for what we did, you know. We made clubs live, period. Strip clubs, dance clubs, that bass music, that booty, that shake. First ones to have all the girls in the video. That's Luke. Man,
There'd be no twerking without you guys.
No twerking, right. It wouldn't be. You know, back in the days, it was booty shaking. It was popping that. You know what I'm saying?
How much popping did you see?
A whole lot. I mean, it's a way of life. It's a way of life now. Oh, they ain't popping. Something wrong. we better look for the exit. Ain't no popping.
We gotta go.
The wrong popping.
We gotta go. This is not what I signed up for.
Right, Jay.
With that being said, what can you tell me about your expectations? You said you were here to surprise someone, but you walked in, the vibe was good. Is there someone you saw, someone you want to see? What do you expect from this event?
Well, I didn't expect anything. I'm getting more than, if I had an expectation, I'm in bliss. I'm enjoying. I'm receiving, you hear me? Like, this is good for me. Like, I want some more of this. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, but see, I ain't able to tell nobody. See, I came to surprise, like, I'm, you know, 6, 7 o'clock, somebody going to get on, they're going to play one of my records. And I'm going to take that mic and do what I do.
That's what's up.
You know, because it's 305 day.
Excited.
Yeah, and this ain't even, this ain't business. This love. Just like the thing love, this love.
That's what's up.
Yeah, well, the city got love for you the way you got love for the city. So we're so happy to have you here on the 305 radio.
Definitely mutual. Thank you.
JT, one of the things that we're big on, right, is advice to up-and-coming artists. Yeah. And you've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Across the board. What would be the best advice that you would give an artist today?
I got some things that I always tell any and everybody that's getting in this game, and I tell them to learn it. Like, you know, you got to be professional, you know, learn the business. Like, if you don't know the rules of the game, you can't play. You always foul out and get penalized. But once you know the rules, it's just like law. But the game is what it is, and I think professionalism will help them last. Like, you'll be able to take a bump if you messed up professionally, because they saw your effort.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? As far as the work, because, you know, a hit is a hit is a hit, but the grind, if somebody got a creative marketing strategy and they hustle right. real hard, they can bust it. You know, like, you have Cap be saying, yo, hustle be talent all day, and it really can. You know, talent is talent, though. It's still undeniable.
Fact.
That shit is undeniable, but that hustle man can be sitting on the couch with you, right next to you, you know? Yeah, so the advice, yeah, man. Learn the business, be about your business.
Be professional.
Yeah, I love professionalism. I'm talking about timing. I'm talking about, listen, you can't, it ain't about bump that. Listen, man, you run it like, I tell dudes, my first few years, I ain't run it as a business. I ran it in the ground. I was just living that life because there wasn't nobody like me before me.
There will never be anyone like you.
But you see what I'm saying? What my mentality, what part of mentality?
Yeah.
Rough town behavior, straight Zooism. You hear the titles? See my energy, but you know, we grown now, man. Hey, how y'all doing out there?
We have some growth shit now,
here.
Right?
We still here, though.
Still out here. Right.
Shit, right. Man, but that's a testament to where you're at now.
Shit,
you've been there, done that.
A few times.
Your professionalism held up.
Yes. Look, oh man.
You kept your face clean all these years.
Yeah, my face clean.
You
know? That's what I was finna say. Listen, I still got relationships with people I don't know I got a relationship with. They'll see me. And they're like, yeah, you know what that is? That's something. So I'm like, wow. But why don't you? I'm like, I'm nothing about it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's them trying to get me to play my trump card on. I'm like,
always.
Yeah, now get out of here. Because it's been respectable like that. That's probably why they love me.
I'm saying,
that's probably why, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't, whatever. Though. I feel good. Y'all don't let me get started. Next thing you know me busting. Next thing you know me busting.
So, since you brought up that they don't give Miami the credit in the first 20 years of hip hop, why do you think that is?
It's always been there. You know, you got to think when we came out, we was fighting against the world. We was letting them know we here, we got something to say, you know? Yeah. I always felt like, I told one dude this, he thought I made sense. But New York and them always had the radio, and the West Coast always had the film, you know, Hollywood. So with that, we didn't have a real industry here. I mean, we still had Casey and the Sunshine Band, Gloria, they were still, but there wasn't no music industry. Those were big artists that lived here. You know, when Luke and them did the Two Live thing, I think, and then, you know, we had Foresight and somebody else and all them different, Hot or something. Yeah. All them labels was, well, then I was probably too young too, because I ain't know. I ain't stopped paying that shit no attention until I got in the game. Until I got in the game.
Yeah.
But then I started observing, you know.
Well, once you're in the game and you want to stay in the game, you have to observe, right?
Yeah, you want to excel. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Until nothing starts popping and you're like, I'm out.
No. I call that, I say you turn the channel on. Like, if I'm looking at you, I say you just switch channels on me.
Hell yeah. Yo, so what are you doing? What are you up to nowadays, man?
I'm putting the album together. I'm still doing, I got my own label. You know, I've been doing it for a few years. I put out a few independent albums, you know, through distro. You know, I'm marketing videos and, you know, my social media. So y'all can follow me on social media. Just look for JT Money. That's going to be me. I'm on this phone in my pocket. But, Oh yeah, back to the music.
What you got? Hey, plug whatever you want, man. Plug whatever you want.
Well, I got an album now. I'm looking for a situation though. I think it's too big to just do independent. Cause you know I got 8-Ball and MJG, I got Trey Dad, I got CeeLo, I got Pleasure. Like I'm doing the feature game now. Cause I always just do it myself, but now like no, so you call your friends, man.
And it's a digital era now, man.
And they came through.
That is fire.
Yeah.
That is fire.
They came through, like love and respect. Like,
how soon can we expect this?
I don't know, because I'm trying to get a situation. But if y'all out there listening, you want you, hey, I'll have it right now.
Man, let me tell you.
I might shout this one.
That sounds out of hand already.
It's nice, though. It's game. It's called Immortal, but then also I got all the members of the Poison Clan together. We work on, you know, we got about 10 songs. I like about 6 of them. I think 6 of them strong, and we just gonna keep moving till that's ready. But I'm gonna set off the JT Money, and then remind them because I got PC on the album as well.
Okay.
And then we just get the feeling back because you know the digital world, you know, y'all know some stuff out there. 30 years, 35 years copyrights, you can get your rights back even if you signed a messed up contract.
No way.
Oh yeah, you just gotta put your bid in. Don't let 35 years catch you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So coming to take it all back.
Yeah, man, but you know, after 5 or 10 years, I could have re-recorded that stuff. But some stuff, when you record it, the magic is already captured.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes you can't recreate.
You got to move forward. Right, you got to move.
And that's where I was at with it. I just kept going. But now they coming back like, damn, man, you should. And I'm like.
Well, it's rightfully yours, right?
And I'm hearing it now again. So, well, maybe it's time for that too.
Well, we're excited to see what the future holds for you, JT Money.
Jay,
well,
are you
going to
get on stage?
Yeah, I am.
That's what's up.
They don't know though.
Well, this is an exclusive.
I might want to rock or see the prison there. I'll put it to come, you know, I'll hoot at high, and he'll talk some shit. But.
Oh, yeah. But still, that's
what I feel like. Come clean, no problem, run the yard, Chevy game.
Saying.
I feel like.
I'm all about this. Yeah. I'm all about this. Yeah. Damn, Jay. I know you want to get back to the party, man, but.
No, I'm vibing.
You know, it's one thing. It's with artists now, do you have any favorites?
You listening to anybody? You got someone on your playlist?
Well, I try to listen to all of them. Like, right now, it's so many artists. I'm trusting my DJs to give me the right songs.
Okay.
Not just anything.
Okay.
Like when they put their mixtape.
Yeah, I know
he gonna play the right songs. Cause,
yeah, I'm with you.
Cause some people, you know, they human jukeboxes. They put a quarter and they play anything. Whatever. But that DJ that, you know, he gonna, certain DJs can rock the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like,
fact.
You ain't finna sit still while I'm on. When I'm on everybody,
facts.
Everybody.
Ever.
Big facts.
That's what I came to do.
Oh,
right.
Man. Yo,
yeah.
I don't think anyone's ready for that.
No space fillers, man. Just everything a single. Everything a hit. We're going to go like that.
Nothing but the hits.
Yeah.
That's what's
and
up,
that,
man.
And that got to be, yeah. Check your ambition, your desire, your drive. Yeah, man. That's
JT, when you're ready, you want to come on 305 Radio on Miami Podcast so we can have some more time with you?
Yeah, I would like to do that, finish up this conversation.
Hell yeah.
And I won't drink till after we finish.
Hey.
I might take a piece of my
head. No, but see, I would love to have a full episode with you so we could chop it up and just go through just a whole episode, man, an hour.
I would do that, dog. Hey, just when I come back home.
Absolutely.
Like, Media Bates, she taking all my media now from these people, pictures and my soldiers.
Okay.
And she been doing, she got me out the house and out the couch.
That's what's up.
So,
that's
know,
what's up.
I just do shows on the weekend. I've been doing shows.
Well, we're
know?
Happy to see you out, man.
Yeah, we definitely are.
And you gotta continue.
And more so, it's amazing that I finally get to meet you, man.
Thank you, bro.
Man, I've been a fan for Mad
Love.
Thank
you.
Bro.
Straight up.
Miami royalty, bro. That's what it is. Okay. That's what it is. So I love this, man.
From
so
MIA to ATL to worldwide, JT Money.
In the Poison Clan.
305 Radio. Thank you.
Absolutely, bro.